I would like to get, if they're still here in the audience, Maine Smith and Neil Rosenberg and Mike Seeger. And of course, there's been a lot of other people that have helped me on the festival. Ralph Rensselaer, I'd like to have them come up and be recognized for the work that they've done. I know that it's hard to put on a festival and acknowledge everybody that helped you. We're going to have one next year, next Labor Day weekend, if there's nothing can happen now. We'll do a lot of work getting a better play, you know, getting more seats and everything for you, because I think you want it. And these fellas, Maine, I don't know how to thank you. Just say thank you, that's all.
Well, you're welcome, Carl.
Maine is most of you know that he's contributed a lot to the bluegrass, writing about it, and I hope he'll do us a write-up on this one.
Well, if I ever feel that I've done bluegrass justice, I'll be a happy man.
You've helped us a lot. Neil, is Neil here? Neil, yeah. I don't know how to thank you for being on our TV program, which will be made available to anybody that wants to see it.
Well,
and thank you for coming.
A pleasure. Listen, I think that you really added a lot to the history of bluegrass just by bringing all these people here together. And I wanted to invite every one of you here to come up to Bill's Park at Bean Blossom. Bill's already mentioned this, but I want to say it again. There's shows throughout the year, and if you ever want to see Bill, I think at his very best, come up to Bean Blossom.
It's at home.
It's at home. That's home.
Thank you. Neil, we are planning a bluegrass festival in Indiana at Bill's place. He's got a beautiful place. Is Mike...
Is it my turn?
I don't know how to thank you, man.
You're doing a fine job here, Carlton. I really think it's fine, and especially when so many of the fine musicians can get together and play like they have been for the past 20 years, and to have the recognition for Bill Monroe here.
Well, we run our festival probably different from the ones that you run, and you're more organized, I know. And
I like the homey atmosphere you have.
Well,
I really
that's.
Do.
That's a great word. I appreciate that. We thank you for helping us in the workshop, for helping us with the program, and we hope you'll come back.
I look forward to next year.
Next year. Ralph Rensselaer. Ralph, you know what I think. I appreciate it more than you'll ever know.
My pleasure, Carlton.
I hope that we all be together for many, many years and do a bluegrass festival. And we'd like to have several throughout the country, but we always want to have our Roanoke Festival. And I couldn't do it without you fellas.
Well, I think we all really join with you, Carlton, in thanking you for bringing all these people down here. It's something we'd come to whether we had an opportunity to work on it with you or just come to see it. We're all grateful to you for putting it on.
We don't want to leave out all the DJs. I know Bill Jefferson's here and a lot of the fellas that have helped us throughout this area, and all the Grassnicks who came. Here's the song that we started with 4 hours ago. It'll always be to me the bluegrass song. Where's the music? Where's the band? Yeah, the bluegrass boys, come on up. Everybody come on stage if you will, and we'll just pile it full here. Everybody, Clyde Moody, and if Mac Wiseman's available, Larry Richardson and his group that didn't get to work, and I apologize to them, Cub and all, to Jim Eanes, who was on the festival, to Rudy Lyle, to everybody. If they'll come on up on the stage, we'll be able to play here for 15 minutes. You ready? With the Mules Skin of Blues.